The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, I got to go down Bernie's slide yesterday. Great time. Me and Steven Watson to kind of help throw out some promotion on social media. We went down Bernie's slide yesterday.
Great game.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy played pretty good.
Are you concerned at all that you're going to break your arm?
Not even a little bit.
Wait a minute. What do you mean not even a little bit? You saw the video of that guy from 2 years ago, I think it was. Went down the slide, hit the wall, showed up on television in a cast.
Hey, you know, I felt like we had a synergy out there, you know, like we were really helping each other.
What do you got there?
These?
Yeah.
These are Jimmy's training shoes.
Well, we determined that he's a NARP. Well, he's got to be.
You got to determine. No,
you went down the slide.
You got to remind all the people at home what that acronym is.
Non-athletic regular person. Do you think the guy was a NARP?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I've seen these things. What are they? They make your legs stronger.
Jimmy couldn't jump at all before he got these. Jimmy was like you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans.
Well, we're doing it, guys. We are doing it.
What are we doing?
Remember last week when I told you that fitness lady told me I needed to be drinking a gallon of water a day?
Yes.
And I was like, look at me. I'm like a 2-gallon person. Tiny. Well, we're doing it. I got the old water jug from Amazon.
Jeez, careful lifting that thing. I don't want you to tear a tricep.
Exactly. You're going to need Tommy John. So here it is. Gallon of water. And it has the little timies on
your
the side.
Your hand is shaking. You can't.
My arm is like. No, to be fair, I did arms yesterday. Oh. So.
Kind of looks like you stole it from a fertilizer truck that was spraying lawns.
Yeah, where's the little pump on top?
Exactly. What?
What is. Like, can we just do a side. Chewy, hand me yours. Which, yeah. I mean, you've already got a lot.
We're going to do dueling water.
Yeah, we're
bottles?
Just going to go side by side comparison.
Just kind of banging them into each other.
Like, just kind of, you know, we can see, you know.
Can you get that on the old street?
Nope, you're going to have to try to hold both up in front of your face.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, his is easy.
I did arms yesterday.
Yeah.
Here, can we see those?
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah,
can you see him?
You got a little
okay,
more
so
in there.
Okay, so Chew has the iron. Ice Mountain, and I've got the giant green one. It looks a little like Ecto Cooler. And the reason is because Chewy was right. Go ahead and hit the drop for me, Josh.
Thank you.
I thought we banned that one for a week.
Well.
Chewy was right. Holy. Chewy was right.
I had to throw that in the microwave and quickly thaw it out.
Yeah, because he said to me yesterday, he goes, what are you putting in it? I said, what do you mean, what am I putting in it? I'm putting water in it. I told you that. He goes, no, you're not going to be able to drink a gallon of water. I go, how are we missing each other here? He said, you'll see. So sure enough, I got to 3 p.m. yesterday, and I was like, bleep water, because I was over it. So this morning, I threw a tiny Gatorade in there as well. You know, the little ones that you get,
sure.
Like, probably for you guys, they're like shots. Threw one of those in there, because the taste of water
is disgusting.
By 3 o'clock, I was like, I can't have another sip of water.
Yeah, it's bad.
I can't have another sip of water. So you got to mix it up, man. You got to change it up. And that's why he always has the different colors in his water, because he puts the different Mio flavors in it. So do you guys think I can do it? Yeah. You guys think I can down this?
By the end of the show?
Absolutely not.
No.
She's got her timers out there.
Yeah, so that's the nice thing. If you hold it up again, I think my favorite feature of this water bottle is it has the time.
Can you see it? Can you see the time?
So 7 a.m., 9 a.m., it kind of gives you those timestamps of, hey, this is where you should be. While you're drinking.
You guys hear every time I put it down?
Yeah.
Ka-clonk.
I'm just glad you don't have the stupid little messages like, you're doing a good job. Keep going. You're almost there.
What? That is a thing?
Do
you prefer whatever you're drinking, cold or warm?
Cold.
No.
You Why? Asked what I prefer. I told you what I prefer.
Yeah. The answer to that question can't be no, you don't prefer it.
No.
Because you asked her what she preferred. Sorry. Maybe you prefer something different.
The cold is distracting.
That's part
Excuse
of the
me?
Allure.
It's distracting. You guys are weird about water.
I'm just telling you, it's distracting.
I drink a gallon of water a day, and I don't need any flavors. If it gets warm, it gets warm. I drink it. If it's cold, I prefer it that way.
Can you just put it on the poll? Is cold water distracting?
It is. Yeah, I will. Like, I could drink this 3 minutes if I had to.
Just slam it down?
Just slam it.
Like
you're
Elf?
Also a much larger human being than I am.
I'm telling you, give yourself 2 weeks, you're going to love it. You're going to be like, why haven't I been doing this
okay,
all along?
Let's put you know how we did the baby pool for Jordan Love when he would get the contract signed? We should do a baby pool on how long I actually carry
absolutely
this
sucker
around. What do you mean absolutely not?
Because if I tell you, you can't do something, guess what's going to happen? You dictate the outcome of the baby pool. There's 0% chance I'm putting anything down on the line knowing you can manipulate it to win.
Oh, you saw through that one.
Yeah. Yeah, we can start our own undercover here and have it without your knowledge, because then you won't have a date.
Because I was thinking, here's what will keep me carrying the water around is those bozos thinking I can't do it, and then I will somehow, because this is a lot, guys. This is cumbersome. This is, like, it's not convenient. They did put this little wristlet on here. Which
For
like,
why?
So you could break your arm. Apparently.
Yeah, so you can attach it to the trailer hitch in your truck and carry it behind you.
I'll be interested to see how many times you zizzle during the show. Because typically it's none. What am I, three?
Minimum, yeah.
Three?
I would say you probably average 3.5.
Yeah.
No, so Mondays. Average 3.5, average 2.5.
He's already in one.
Yeah, I've already
in one. We just started the show.
Wait, I know, I went before. Look, I had a rough weekend. So.
You got another one coming.
Even yesterday. The ziz was still like a Monday.
Oof.
Yeah.
So if you had,
I don't know whether or not to be impressed with the fact that you can like you if you could rate your zizzles by the day of the week. Like
you'll start to.
Yes.
You'll start to.
Yes.
I mean, I'm
totally.
Chewy, you need to have one of those charts that all like the high school coaches have.
Yes.
Yeah, the good teammate chart. Yeah. Good teammates pee looks like this.
Yeah, the color chart. Yeah. I see that everywhere when I go to college football.
Let me tell you, it was dust. It was dust on Monday.
Chewy's been a bad teammate this week.
Oh god. So the general thought is that I can do it. I can. By the way, guys, this sucker's like a kettlebell. Like I could go and just start swinging it between my legs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The great thing is, like, if you don't feel thirsty, you just start a 30-second workout with that bad boy. You'd be parched in 2 seconds.
Yeah, the reason I think you might keep it for so long is it's multifunction. It can work as like a barricade, you know, if you need to direct traffic, you can use it as a kettlebell.
So
you can play hide and go seek with your children. Just turn sideways, you'll be invisible behind
that thing.
It
does look like it glows in the dark, doesn't it?
Don't put it by the bed at night. Yeah. Do not put it by the by the bed at night.
That's why I picked this color, by the way. You did have your choice of 12 different colors because I was like, well, that's the most obnoxious one, so I won't leave it behind, which I have been known to do.
So you did this, you got this yesterday. When did it arrive yesterday?
10:30.
So you only filled it up to like the 11 a.m. spot?
No, drank the whole thing.
Oh,
drank the whole thing from when I got it. But again, like I said, by 3 p.m., and I was doing really well. I was well ahead of schedule for the first part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then things start to really slow down. Because you're sick of water.
Yeah, but also, if you're drinking, I mean, again, you missed out on 5 hours of drinking water. So now you're jamming that in. That probably didn't
help. But it also probably curbed your hunger. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, when you feel about that. When you feel an urge to eat, just go slam, I don't know, 12 ounces
that
of it.
That feels like an eating disorder. I'm not going to lie.
No, I love it. Love it.
I just think that, like, I need to eat food still. So if the water is telling me not to eat food, then maybe it is not working as well as I hope it will work.
The functions best for that is to avoid snacking.
Yes.
If you have a snacking problem, as long as you're eating your meals, everything could keep going. But I think Chewy's saying, like, you know, when it's 3 p.m. and dinner's not for a while, drink some water.
Supper's not till 5.
Right. You can make it. Fascinated by your guys' aversion to water. I go entire weeks with drinking nothing but water and coffee, which is just water with beans in it to add a little flavor.
Yeah.
It's basically
giving you a little caffeine boost.
Right.
Water with beans. I think it was the quantity. I think it was straight quantity. Like, you guys know I drink water every morning. I've got my various cups that I bring, my Yetis that I bring in. This was the first time where I was like, it's too much. It's too much water. That's how I felt yesterday afternoon. So I think, again, like everything, I'll get used to it. It will become less, you know, obnoxious. Not the water bottle. It will stay as obnoxious as it is.
Not going anywhere.
So are you guys going to do a baby pool behind my back?
I think you're going to lock onto this. Yeah, I'm with Chewy. I think once you hit that, it's just like any other part that, you know, when people talk about trying to work out for the first time in a long time. It
takes 2 weeks.
And it takes a couple of weeks, and then it becomes a part of your routine.
Because you notice a change. That's what I always tell people. You got to do it 2 weeks. 2 weeks, it'll suck. And then you'd be like, then you start getting addicted to it. I'm telling you, you'll love it.
I trust Chewy in this. I think you're in for the. I think because you spent $19.99 on the water bottle, you're in for it on the long haul. Like, you're not spending $20 and just throwing this thing away after a week.
I don't know. I got to tell you guys, carrying it around, Gabe, just hold on to it for a second. Just come over here and just hold on to it. Carry it around for a few minutes. Just like, there's a level of like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, yeah. You get a good, you know, you can get the prize here. Exactly. You know, it's got, I like the handle.
And you go up and over.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You can just do that.
Do some power cleans.
I don't know why you would get rid of this.
Can you do the kettlebell between the legs? Here we go. Swing. Hit your back. Yep. There we go. Yep. Perfect. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is like a quick, like 10-minute workout.
Exactly. Right during the break, maybe I'll just start doing curls with the water bottle. That'll keep this sucker going. I do appreciate the confidence that you guys have in me to be able to keep it up. You're more confident in me than I am. Because I, again, even though I am financially invested, even though I have now gone on the air and talked about it, I'm still looking at this thing being like, I don't think so. Just even carrying it from the car this morning, I've got my Mary Poppins bag on the right. I got the water bottle on the left.
That's the problem, is the Mary Poppins bag. Like, maybe it's time to clear some of these things
here's
out,
the problem.
Jen. You were trying to find a pen, and you're pulling out yoga pants and six hats
the problem
and
is
a
this.
Flashlight.
The problem is this. You have a million things going on in your life. You have to have a routine with the bottle because you'll forget it. Mm-hmm. You'll forget it. So you fill it up, right, the night before. And you put it right in your Jeep.
Okay.
That way you won't forget it.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you do it in the morning, you're running around, you're grabbing stuff, you just wake up, you get the Mary, you're going to leave it.
Takes a little bit of time to fill that up.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So what I do
and walk away.
is I fill it up the night before, put it right in my truck. So it's always there.
But then it's warm.
He doesn't care. But also then in the winter, have you seen him come in here when it's got some crystals
on it?
Sometimes
it's frozen. Yes. Yeah.
Because he puts it in the truck.
I think you're going to be able to do it because it's twofold. First, you're pretty stubborn and determined.
But not Captain Stubborn. That belongs to
correct.
This guy over here.
Let's say determined. Stubborn is the wrong word. And two, you're going to notice benefits. Like, you're going to feel better. So at a certain point, it's going to become habit because without it, you're going to not feel as good.
How am I going to feel better? What is going to feel better? You're the expert here.
Flush your system. You just will.
When people say flush your system, what does that mean?
We put a lot of garbage in our bodies. Most people do.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. But I feel like I don't. So that, I don't know. Again, I'm sure I will feel better. I just don't know if it will be like substantially better.
Turns out feeling hydrated, it's good for you.
Like, how many ounces is it during the length of the show? Because if I just drink it during breaks, I could never get this down.
So from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., it looks like it's 500 milliliters.
Okay.
Right?
I prefer ounces, but...
Chewy's not European.
Give me inches-wise. This big? Jen, is it this big?
Yeah, like 6 inches.
It's not. Ounces wise, 16 ounces.
Oh, that's a walk in the park.
That's not enough. I got to eat. 16 ounces is just a cup, right?
So when Gabe's talking, you take a glurge. One of the old time greatest words.
It is a good word. How much should I drink during the show? I could drink
32
more
ounces.
One. Okay, I could do that.
Yeah.
That gets me down to 11 a.m.
Yeah.
All right, we'll work on that.
I looked it up here. The benefits of proper hydration. Weight loss, headaches, joint health, digestion, physical performance, mood, body temperature, constipation, brain function, joint lubrication, increase energy levels, protect sensitive tissues, Don't know what that word means. Cognitive function.
Wait.
That's pretty good, though.
Wait, what's the word you didn't know what that meant?
Oh, I got it. Thermal regulation.
Okay.
I just panicked when I saw the words put together. Reading on the radio isn't my thing, so you got to protect yourself.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Gotta look out. Sometimes you got to slide to avoid the linebacker coming at you, Joshy.
We've all been there. I usually just blow right through it. Yeah. So. All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We have Jason Wilde coming up. We're going to check in with him on the latest, of course, on the Jordan Love. We'll see if he thinks it's time to bust out the old Green Bays of our lives. I know we played it a little yesterday, just sort of seeing how it felt, trying it on. What is the situation up at Lambeau Field? We will continue with that. Plus, there is a development on Christian Yelich and the Milwaukee Brewers. Not the greatest news, friends. We'll talk about that as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.
Wisconsin Country Club, new partner here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and 94.5 ESPN. It's a place that I joined last fall, and I absolutely love it out there. Now, I joined it because I love the golf course and the atmosphere around the golf course, but maybe that's not something you're into. That's fine, because you have no assessments when you join the Wisconsin Country Club, no food and beverage minimums, the beautiful course that is challenging, but they have so much more to offer, like the pool, tennis, pickleball, themed Sunday fun days at the pool. That's great for the kiddos. They have Glow Weekend all next weekend with both golfing and at the pool. A lot of great fun events, a lot of great food and beverage opportunities as well. Check out the open house August 1st at Wisconsin Country Club from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Come join me at the Wisconsin Country Club.
Ready? Put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We always appreciate Jason Wilde taking time out of his busy day to chat with us knuckleheads here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning. How are you doing today, Jason?
You are my favorite knuckleheads, and of course I take time out of my busy day for you. I work here.
Well, yes, exactly. You're like, I'm contractually obligated to. Let's talk about those Green Bay Packers. I know a lot of people are talking about and asking about the Jordan Love thing, but I want to pivot off of that very quickly. What are the big stories that you have seen popping from Packers training camp in the first few days that are not related to Jordan Love holding in?
Before we do that, are a lot of people talking about the Jordan Love situation?
Yeah, they are.
Here's the thing.
Okay, let me just give you a couple of examples. I'm at my kid's baseball game the other day. All the parents are talking about Jordan Love. I mean, varying opinions, right? Like, it's selfish to hold out. He's got to do it. This is when he has leverage. The difference between $11 million and $50 million. Vinny Vitrano, I did 620 this morning over our friends over on WTMJ. He's panicking. 3 days in, he's panicking. So I do think that there is a very strong interest from the fan base.
Wow. I talked to Vinny and Eric the previous 2 days and tried to calm them down. So it's good to see that my attempts to do so worked. Because I think I'm kind of, you know, and this happens every year during training camp, because I fail to see kind of the forest for the trees. And so I'm thinking, like you just asked, I'm thinking about the other storylines now. Like, we've covered Jordan Love. He didn't get a contract done before the start of camp. He is there. He's getting soaked standing as a spectator during that rainstorm the other day. He's there watching yesterday. We're watching Sean Clifford, who threw a couple of picks again yesterday. But for me, like, the way my brain works, it's, all right, we've covered the Jordan Love thing. There's really not anything new there. So until there is, there's a lot of other stories going on. And so it's interesting that folks are either panicking or staying calm. But for me, there's been a bunch, right? Like, there was, you know, the other day, Rashawn Gary had a 4-play stretch where he had 3 sacks and he was absolutely dominant. Now, whether or not that translates when they're in pads and whether or not that translates into him having a double-digit sack season, which he has never had for a guy that a lot of people like to talk about as an elite-level pass rusher, We'll have to wait and see on that. I thought it was really interesting yesterday that as Zach Tom remains sidelined, he's doing individual drills, but not 11 on 11. They're starting right tackle. Things were bad enough on the first 2 days with Andre Dillard that they replaced him with a guy named Kadeem Telfert, who I would challenge Packers fans who did not read my story today or read other beat writers' stories to tell me who the hell he is, frankly, which tells you maybe a little bit about where their depth is at on the offensive line if real injuries were to strike during the course of the season. Yesterday, Eric Stokes had a couple of interceptions. Here's a guy who didn't get the fifth-year option, really is in a huge prove-it year. But again, at least through three practices, he is ahead of Carrington Valentine, who he is supposed to be competing with for that starting job. And he's had some really good moments. He also got beat on a critical third and four, and he also had a bad pass interference penalty. So Eric Stokes is kind of being Eric Stokes right about now. So I'm watching a lot of other things. So it is instructive for me to know that even though Jordan Love is not out of sight, out of mind, because he's at practice, but out of practicing, out of mind for me. That's interesting that he's still very much the topic of conversation. I'll be very honest. The only thought that I have about him is, when do we legitimately start saying, okay, this has become a problem? And I've kind of circled if it's not done in time for family night. But, you know, Adam Schefter had said earlier this week that it could be done by the end of the week. They've got the day off today. They practice tomorrow, and then Saturday is the first practice in pads. So I feel like we're kind of in a window where maybe something will get done.
Jason, is Russ Ball not a very good cap guy? I mean, if you look back to Rodgers' deal, that was not a good deal. It was good for Aaron Rodgers, and the only reason they got bailed out is because Jordan Love, we think, turned into a franchise quarterback, and Goody nailed the draft last year with the young guys. Now you go to Love here. He screwed up. Flat out screwed up.
Who did?
Russ
who
Ball.
Who did?
Russ Ball.
How
did.
So?
Because this is going to cost them a boatload more than they thought it would. And if Dak somehow signs, like Diana said, that they're working hard to get that deal done, and that's 60 or north of 60, Love's going to get 58, where if they signed him before Goff signs his deal, they get him cheaper. So did he screw up here?
So here's the problem, too. And again, I have railed against this structure. Mark Murphy still walks the other way whenever I am nearby. Ever since I asked him in that press conference about what makes him qualified to be making the coaching hire and why was it the right decision to offer Goody the job of GM but tell him that he wouldn't oversee the football operation. Look, I don't have ideal clarity on how they function, but I think we can safely say that in retrospect, had they known he was going to play at the level he did, they would have just given him the fifth-year option for this year way back in May of 2023. But Goody, and I always go back to that quote, Gabe knows it by heart by now, it's a lot of money to give a guy who hasn't played. And I think that is so important because it underscores the fact that these guys, they can, if they want to, they can be revisionist historians and claim they knew all along that Jordan Love was going to be good, which he's good. Again, I'm not saying that he's going to revert to first half of last season form, but I'm not ready to be crowning him like some other folks have been. I think he's going to be a very good player. But a year ago, they had no idea. And that put them in the pickle that they're in now, because at least then they could have negotiated, like with Rodgers, who came before the fifth-year option era, they could have negotiated an extension with him down the stretch of last season. and gotten them for pennies on the dollar compared to what they're going to pay now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if his agents would have gone for that or not, but they at least could have had the ability to negotiate. And by doing what they did, that wasn't an option. But the Rodgers contract and then not giving him the fifth-year option are concrete evidence that the brain trust of the Green Bay Packers did not know if Jordan Love was going to be worth a damn or not. Because you don't give Rodgers $50 million a year if you're confident that Jordan Love's going to be good. And you don't do the fifth-year option alternative if you're confident that he's going to be good. So part of this is circumstantial. Now, the idea of getting the job done, you know, getting the deal done earlier before Goff, before Trevor Lawrence, whatever else, that I would love to have a conversation with people in the building about, because I think that their penny-pinching ways with contracts has come back to bite them, and that's watching the price tag go up and up and up. That point I totally agree with. But again, is that Russ Ball alone? Is that the Packers philosophy as a whole? I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Davante Adams is on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast and says that their opening offer was $21 million or was $17 million. And he hung up on them, right? He pantomimed the click of hanging up the phone, even though I don't think he probably was using like an old school rotary phone when they called. And my point is that they love to start low. Balaga said it yesterday when we were 2 days ago when we were talking, and he's filling in for Tausch. Like he signed in 2015. He made it to the verge of being on the market. Like, to the point where they didn't have the legalized tampering period, but Tom Condon was getting offers from other teams. And he ended up taking less to stay in Green Bay. But he said, you should have seen the first offer they made. Like, they start like me on eBay. Like, if a guy's selling something for $24.99, I'm offering him $10. And then he's going to be pissed at me. Like, that. You can't. That's how they operate. And so that's, if you start there, and now you have to get to where these contracts are headed at quarterback, that slows down the process. So I don't know if, I think your point is a good one, Chu. I just don't know if I can say that that's reflective of Russ or that's reflective of their brain trust's approach overall to contract negotiation.
Jason, I want to go back to Rashawn Gary, because I did hear you talking about him on your show yesterday about the day he had a couple of days ago and how explosive he looked.
Thanks for listening.
At what point do I get excited about Rashawn Gary? Because, yeah, 3 sacks and 4 plays, that's great in helmets and shorts. And I know he can get sacks mm-hmm. quickly. He had 2 3-sack games last year. It's a consistency issue with him. And he is a player that you are paying to be an A guy, and he has not been mm-hmm. an A guy for you. So I look at this as being a huge season for Rashawn Gary if this Packers defense wants to be as good as they want to be.
Gabe,
yes.
What the hell do you want me to say? You nailed it. I mean, this is why you're a national guy. You're so good, buddy. It's like, I remember Holmgren once, there was a TV guy who, and look, I have asked questions throughout my career that should have been made fun of, and some of them that were. But he asked this really even longer winded than a Wilde question, and he gets to the end, and Holmgren says to him, Dave, you just asked me 3 questions, and you answered 2 of them yourself. What do you want me to do?
Answer the third one.
Seriously. Yeah, that was what I thought sitting in the auditorium. Look, you summed him up perfectly, Gabe. I mean, absolutely perfectly. Like, 3 sacks in a 4-play span against Andre Dillard, which is what got Kadeem Telfert onto the field yesterday. I think 2 were against Dillard and 1 was against Rashid Walker. But here's how I would put that in perspective for now, following up on your very accurate description. I mean, the dude had 9 sacks last year, and 6 of them came in 2 games alone.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last 5 regular season games, he did not have a sack.
Correct.
Which I understand that's not the only way to measure quarterback pressure, but it is a way. and a really important way.
Well, so, Jason, because I hear that, and I hear Tauschman and all these people that want to defend Rashawn Gary with that. To me, it's like an offense that gets in the red zone but doesn't punch the ball into the end zone. Like, yeah, quarterback pressures are important. Getting to the red zone is important. But the most important thing is being able to get home, because the elite teams score touchdowns and the elite pass rushers get home and don't just get pressures. They have enough whatever to bring down the quarterback.
Yeah, trust me, I am aware of the people that are frustrated with him, because I tried to be funny about that sequence on Twitter, which, I, as you guys know, I hardly ever tweet anymore. And I said, if Rashawn Gary plays this season like he did in this practice, he's going to break the single-season sack record. Oh, my God. He's invisible for most of the games. He's this season. Yeah, I get it. I work here. I understand. I've seen him. I do give him a pass on last season, because I have always believed, even with all the advancements in post-ACL care and surgery and recovery and everything else, I still subscribe to the philosophy that first year back, you're not yourself. You're able to play, but you're not yourself. So I gave him some measure of a pass last season for his inconsistency. Now, that said, you gave him $84 million. He needs to be TJ Watt. He needs to be a Bosa. He needs to be a guy who tilts the field in your favor. And now there ain't no ACL explanation. He has to be that guy. And I do think, and again, This is the problem with practice. First of all, they're not in pads. That happens Saturday. Second of all, Andre Dillard was available when Zach Tom ruptured his pectoral muscle for a reason, because he has not lived up to his first-round draft grade. But there, it could be that their offensive line is really struggling early on here in camp to kind of get its bearings. But I do think that watching this scheme and talking to guys in that locker room, that there is a chance that this group, whether it's Gary, whether it's Lucas Van Ness, whether it's Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt, I think there is a chance that this could fit them really well, and they could be a higher pressure team because they really are in a much more attacking mode than the, all right, read the play, figure out which gap I need to fill, and then if it's a pass, then getting up the field. Like, I think that there's a chance that this could be transformative for that group and for Rashawn Gary. Now, I don't think Rashawn Gary is a very good run defender, and I'm very curious to see, with all this aggressiveness, because that's all we keep hearing, how dangerous that becomes for them as a run defense. But the bottom line is, everything you said about Rashawn Gary is accurate and fair, and he has to prove to you and many, many others that he is going to be a consistent field-tilting, as Ron Wolf would call them, player, because he has been that in spurts, but definitely not consistently enough.
Jason, good stuff from you today. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, guys. Take care. Be good.
Listen to Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It comes to you from 9 to noon right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. All right, we got to take a break. I want to get to Christian Yelich dealing with some back issues that have put him on the IL. What does that mean for the Brewers' future and their success this season? We will break it all down next.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center, of course, is the only place to go for that ring. They're the best place to shop in Milwaukee for diamond engagement rings for a reason. It's where I went. It's where you should be going as well, because the helpful staff is always going to be able to point you in the right direction. If you have an idea, you can just go in, take a look at the great selection that they have. If you're not quite sure what you're looking for, maybe take a look at our Pinterest page. Kind of come up with some different ideas, and the helpful team at the Jewelry Center always point to you in the right directions, and you're going to have options, whether we're talking about naturally mined diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, whatever you're in the market for when it comes to that engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. Check out their inventory at any one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, or check out the Jewelry Center online. Shop TJC.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get him?
I just assumed, when I said wait, did you just think it was just a suggestion?
Yeah, pretty much. Typically.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Send in your skeleton.
yesterday over the Cubs. Gabe Neitzel was there sitting in Wrigley Field. How was your Wrigley experience, big guy?
Oh, it was delightful.
Delightful?
Delightful. Super easy to get. It wasn't that hard to get there. Pretty easy getting out. Just a little bit of traffic, you know, in on the streets.
Addison, I'm assuming.
Yeah, as you're trying to get to 94. But it was great.
What'd you eat?
Had a hot dog. You're down there. You got to have a hot dog.
How about sausage?
Hot dog
isn't
and
that
beer.
The sausage king of the world?
Abe Froman.
Yeah, that's
Abe Froman reference. Ferris Bueller.
Saw a couple of Save Ferris t-shirts, but no Abe Froman t-shirts. Sorry.
Love that. I actually have an old t-shirt. I might have to bring that in now. It might not fit as well as it once did, but I do have an old Abe Froman t-shirt. So the Brewers do get the victory, but they did get some bad news. And I got to tell you guys, for all the panic that Packers fans are experiencing right now, this Christian Yelich news has started to creep into the panic phase for me. There's a little bit of the other shoe dropping, which again is how Wisconsin sports fans often feel. Things are going so well. We are the top team in the division. We're probably going to be in the playoffs. We're hoping to make a deep playoff run. Not saying those things won't happen. I'm just saying it's going to be a lot harder if Christian Yelich does, in fact, have to have season-ending back surgery, as we believe is a possibility, as he has been dealing with this back injury. They put him on the 10-day IL. He is going to see a spine specialist today to determine what his options are. But Gabe, he's been fantastic this year. Like, I'll be honest, we have not talked enough on this program about how good Christian Yelich has been this year. But I pulled up his stats just for funsies. His .315 average was third in the league.
Tops in the National League.
909, wow. 11th in the league. Like, this is a guy who is producing. And we weren't ever sure that he would produce at this MVB caliber level again. He has been. And now we find out yesterday that he could be done for the year. Are you starting to feel as panicky as I am?
Yeah, and not just for the rest of this season, but for the future. Because this season was proving, okay, Christian's found out a way to get it back. But when you're talking about athletes, and this is really any sport, the two things that always freak me out the most, foot injuries, because feet are always more important than we all realize as sports fans, and back injuries. Because you never know when a back injury is ever, especially once you have surgery on it, it's going to flare up at any time. And that's always something that's going to be in the back of your mind. And the reason the Brewers are one of the best teams in the National League is because Christian Yelich is one of the best players in the National League. He's top five in all those statistical categories you mentioned in the National League. He's one of the best guys. I mean, last year when he did what he did, and you're okay, we're going to get some value out of Christian. He's going to be a good leadoff hitter. No, he is a bona fide star. Number three batter, you put him in the lineup, you don't worry about him, and he's been one of the consistent performers that you've had. Now, can you survive a stretch? They obviously showed earlier this season they could. Can you make a deep run? If you do, someone's got to get hot and replace the level of play that he's at. That's how when you get to the postseason, you survive that, is somebody has to get hot, and that's tough to grab onto.
So, for someone that had back issues their whole career, my guess is obviously there's a disc problem. And the disc problem really becomes when you need surgery, the disc is impending too much on the spine and maybe hitting the sciatic. My guess is when they're talking season ending and surgery, he's probably already done the epidural. I've done the epidural before where they inject the disc. Hopefully it shrinks. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, and if it doesn't, then yes, that has to be addressed. It's debilitating, especially for a batter that's got to turn all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks. I mean, it sucks, and it's tough to play with, but it's unfortunate. But my question is, do they become sellers now?
No. They'll still push forward. Like, this is still a playoff
team. But you have
team.
To replace him. Yeah, but is playoffs enough?
This is going to sound silly because we've been talking all of the first half of the season about them being buyers for arms, for pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Do they go out and try to get a bat? Your shopping list, I guess, is what I'm asking. Does this change your shopping list if you're the Brewers?
I don't know. I mean, there's not a bat out there that you're going to be able to replace Christian Yelich with. There's just not. Because like, he's a top five player in the National League. Guy like that isn't hitting the open market. Just not. Not going to be available. So you try to replace from within because you're going to get whoever you get. If you get another bat, it's not going to be the best player in your lineup. Like you already have, you know, the Terangs, the, you know, William Contreras.
Yeah, but how much, Gabe, do you want to mortgage the future if they're just going to make the playoffs?
I'd still go out. And if you can get a big time arm, you're not really mortgaging the future. I mean, you take a look around. The future is here, man. Like Joey Ortiz, like he's already on the roster. Okay. Garrett Mitchell is on the roster. Right. Jackson Churio is on the roster. Like a lot of these guys that we've been waiting for, they're already here. It's not like you're trading those guys. You know, you have some other prospects you might be able to deal with. Sal Frelick on the roster. You have some depth in the way that typically, and Sophia mentioned this yesterday. I mean, they haven't made a big splash in the trade market in a long time.
CC?
Probably Zach Greinke. It's probably the biggest name that they've acquired.
Because I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, CBD. Now do you trade Adamas? Get some stuff for him and make a run at it next year?
No. Because now you need Willie to be that guy. You don't want to. There's been so much hard work that's been put into this team already.
All right, here you go.
Yep.
People can relate to this very easily. Yelich plays for the Packers. Who is he?
I mean,
there's a Bakhtiari comp there, I think.
Yeah. Like, he's really important. No one baseball player is as important as the quarterback is, I feel, in football.
Okay.
You know?
Is this Josh Jacobs? Is this Rashawn Gary?
Maybe.
Oh, you're talking about how I was talking about with the injuries.
Give me the comp to the Pack. Who did the Packers just lose for the season?
Probably Rashawn Gary. Like you don't feel great about it. Can it be replaced? Like if Lucas Van Ness suddenly develops and gets hot and has a stretch
of. So it stings pretty good. Oh, it's a good sting.
It stings. Can you weather it? Maybe.
Okay.
Somebody's got to step up. Like Contreras has got to get out of the slump that he's in. He's got to have more at bats like he did, where he ripped one into the gap into the ninth inning yesterday to give the Brewers the lead. He has to get hot again and start carrying the offense.
I think Jair's more apt of a comparison.
Maybe
top like apps. I mean, Christian Yelich was an MVP and he was playing in the MVP conversation this year. You don't want to say Jordan Love, but in terms of best established player on the team, it's probably Jair next.
Yeah, because it's...
Okay.
Again, because Jordan Love gets injured, the season's over.
Right.
Right, the season's over. Season's not over for the Brewers.
Yeah.
But it's kind of... It's a little shaky.
Okay.
It doesn't make you feel great. It's nice that they've got this lead in the division.
So here's what I was talking about at the beginning of the conversation about the other shoe to drop in Wisconsin sports and whatnot. Justin did some legwork last night, Justin in the 262, saying Wisconsin injury curse since 2019. Put this list together. Crazy bad luck as injuries are always right before or during the playoffs. 2019, Yelich freak kneecap 3 weeks before the playoffs. 2020, Bakhtiari ACL in December 2021. Giannis knee in the Eastern Conference Finals overcame it. ! 2022, Chris slips on the wet spot in the first round. 2023, Giannis back first round and Woody out right as the playoffs start. That for the Brewers, of course. 2024, Giannis calf right before the playoffs. And now we have Yelich with the back while in first place as we are about to start
the
August.
One that I go to immediately where the season was over, Jordy.
Oh.
It was done. It was done.
In 2015.
It was done before it started. Right?
Kind of felt it.
And they stunk that year.
I mean, they made it to the divisional round.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hoodie right. James Jones saved the season.
Okay. But that's where
Jeff Janis had 100 yards receiving in one possession. I mean, they cobbled it together. But it wasn't a pretty season by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah.
So let's put it on the Jen Gabe and Chewy Twitter poll. If Christian Yelich needs season-ending back surgery, apparently he will get a little more clarity today when he sees the spine specialist. Can Milwaukee Brewers still make a run to the playoffs, yes or no? How much does their success and a deep run hinge on Christian Yelich's availability? Christian Yelich being, and maybe he isn't this guy who, as you said, Gabe, is top five in all of the major statistical categories in the National League. Maybe he just kind of reverts back to a consistent bat. He, you know, is making great plays in the field, obviously, but he doesn't. I don't know that we need to have him top five. I think we just need to have him there. There also is some element of the veteran leadership that Christian Yelich brings and how that helps a team of very young guys make a postseason run.
You just feel better when you have a guy like that in your lineup. And if he's a little less than this, you need him to be this Christian Yelich. I think that's what made this team.
Right?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Not even close. Not even close. When you take, especially when you take a look statistically across the board, he is their best offensive player. Because he can do it all. He can steal bases. Yeah. He's got the power. You know, he's got double-digit doubles, double-digit home runs. He's got the triples.
Does it change how you feel about this version of the Milwaukee Brewers? Does it change how you feel about the success this team can have this season?
Absolutely. I think it can be limited, again, unless somebody, we've seen it a lot, where somebody gets hot in the postseason. I still think that this is going to be a postseason team. I think they can still, they showed earlier they can weather the storm when he's out for an extended period of time. But again, when you hit the postseason, like, there were so many times in just those two games last year against against the Diamondbacks where it felt like, man, if they just had like that solid middle of the order bat, everybody else kind of makes sense in this lineup. And it's going to kind of feel the same way. Now they're more aggressive. They're more athletic. Maybe Jackson Churio continues to just flourish and continues to bloom in front of our very
eyes.
Bryce
Terang is on a tear right now. Maybe he can step up and continue to be more consistent in that role.
You just need a you got to have that guy that teams are scared of in the middle of your lineup, because that makes everything fall into place. And Yelich is that guy.
800-990-3776. We will get more news on Christian Yelich as the days go on, because he is seeing that spine specialist today. He is currently on the 10-day IL. I don't know when we'll get the news about what he finds out today, but when we do, it could have very long-lasting impacts on the remainder of the season for your Milwaukee Brewers. Justin weighing in again, saying it is not apples to apples, but the Braves won the World Series a few years ago when Acuna tore his ACL midseason. They just got hot at the right time. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on after this.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. They've helped me. Maybe you're going through low testosterone. Don't quite even realize it. You're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. Don't have that energy to get through your day. Those are signs of low testosterone, and it doesn't have to be that way. Mentality can help you the same way they've helped me, to give me the energy to be able to attack all the long days that I have to face from time to time. So how does it work? Go to lowtusa.com, book an appointment, go out there, go through their process, get a blood panel done. If your testosterone levels are low, you can work with Mentality on a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality's low testosterone treatments. lowtusa.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp, and now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Have you tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, let me tell you all about it. It's the clean energy drink that you need, that I need, to stay active and energized all day long. Guys, we are coming up on college football season, and that means I'm going to be pulled in about 70 million different directions. The only way I can stay on top of it all is a little assist from my friend Celsius. You can find it at Pick and Save or online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Keep getting us your reaction on the Christian Yelich injury. He is on the 10-day IL. We will know if he has to miss the rest of the season and have season-ending back surgery, I assume today, tomorrow, whenever the news breaks. So keep getting us that reaction. 800-990-3776. Still want to talk Packers. And then I want to have a conversation about this story about the smoke detector. Can you imagine, Chew, having a smoke detector going on for a full year?
Yes.
You can?
My ears ring constantly.
Should have known that was
coming. Would somebody answer the damn phone?
Should have seen that one coming.
Oh, Uncle.
We'll be right back after this. 2 minutes.